plate a potential nugget.
I love the way you connected it back to how we tell stories as children on the table. So simple yet so profound. Just as we wrap up, Bruce, this podcast is titled Play to Potential. In all the work you've done over the last several years, you've been curious about multiple topics ranging from parenting to circus to transitions and much more. What would you say in summary for us to play to our potential? What are some of the thoughts you want to leave the listeners with?
I'll tell you a parenting story on my way to answering this beautiful question. So I'm the dad of identical daughters, as I've said here a few times. They're teenagers now. And I used to read to them when they were young, and then they started to read to themselves. And I stopped reading to them at night, which I deeply regret. But then when they got a little older, I started reading to them again. And there is a story that's beloved by American girls called A Wrinkle in Time. Mm-hmm. And I had never read this. I had never read the canon of girl literature, like Tree Grows in Brooklyn, which is maybe the closest thing I've ever read to a perfect book. And so I was reading this, A Wrinkle in Time, to my daughters. And as you know, it's about, there's a scientist dad and there's the daughter Meg, and this dad disappears and goes off into some sort of intergalactic place. And the Meg has to go bouncing, using physics and whoop-de-woos from planet to planet and stage to stage. And so she goes bouncing, and finally she gets to the inner sanctum where the dad essentially is being held hostage. Waiting for this, and finally the girls, and I have girls about this age, and I'm the dad reading the story, and I shut the book. I've never read this book. And I say to my daughters, what's going to happen now? Who's going to save the day? So what do my daughters say? What would anybody say? Dad's going to save the day. Dad's going to save the day. And I was like, I'm your dad, and I would like that to be true. But the dad's not going to save the day. Who's the hero of the story? Meg? Meg is going to save the day. Open the book and read, and that's what happens. Dad and Meg are reunited, but Meg has to save the day because Meg is the hero of the story. And that's the point. We want to think of our life as a fairy tale. We want to be the hero, and we want to have the happy ending. But you can't get to the happy ending at first without going through the dark woods. And then who shows up in the dark woods? A wolf shows up. And that's what I'm here to say. As sad as it might sound, as painful as it might sound, a wolf is going to show up in your story. It might be a wolf. It might be an ogre. It might be a dragon. It might be a downsizing. It might be a diagnosis. It might be a death. It might be a tornado. It might be a pandemic. But when the wolf shows up, we want to shutter our eyes and we want to look away. But we can't do that. The hero has to get over, around, or through, or somehow get past the wolf. That's what makes it a fairy tale. Not the hero and the happy ending. It's the difficult time in the wilderness of the woods, and it's the wolf. So anybody out there facing a wolf right now, your job is to get through, around, or over the wolf. It's not going to be easy, but I can tell you, I've spoken to hundreds and hundreds of people. They all get past their wolf. And that's when they become the hero. Because if there's one thing I learned, you asked me to sum up my views, we cannot reach our potential unless we become the hero of our own story. And we can, and we will.
This is a beautiful insight from Bruce. The nuance here is that we all go through the training and practice for walking on the road, but nobody really trains us or prepares us for the wolf or the dragon. Back to what Bruce says in the previous nugget, what's been personally fulfilling for me is the ability to co-narrate a story with another leader and help them make sense of what they're going through and help them get to a better place after dealing with a wolf, ogre, dragon, whatever else they might face. Thank you for listening.